SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Happy Thanksgiving week, Recties. Woo! Thankful for each and every one of you. Tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
Even if someone's listening right now from prison, thankful for them.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I bet we got at least one.
I really understand prison that well.
What does that mean?
There's days where I bet you'd kind of look up and you'd go, did I kind of hit the jackpot here? There's got to be days in there. And like those chill ones, you're like, what do I got to do today? Just kind of hang in the yard and
play a little basketball. Oh, it's Salisbury Steak Day. Okay.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Sit down and watch the cable night, the Tuesday night. Hey, it's Tuesday night. Me and all the inmates get together. We watch the cable networks.
Oh, yeah. Dancing with the Stars is on.
Yeah. We're kind of into it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So I'm sure it's just a bunch of guys kind of like you that like to watch Dancing with the Stars. And
well, I think the whites watch it with the whites and the Mexicans watch it with the Mexicans. Yeah,
you're already in with your gang. So you're kind of smooth sailing. But
yeah, you guys would have no problems entering a gang.
Oh, we would have to pay the price, I tell you what. But I think we could figure it out. Welcome back to Correct Opinions. Happy Thanksgiving week. Hope you guys are traveling safe. We got a fun one today, so roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Recties. Happy Thanksgiving. And Basic Cellars Wine is now better than ever. For the first time ever, you can mix and match all of our wines in your 8-pack, 16-pack, 24-pack, including the orange and our new sparkling wine. That's right.
So
choose
fun.
From our red, white, rosé, orange, and now sparkling. BasicCellars.com and your code RECTIES because you're RECTI. So I love you and thank you for supporting me. I support you. Use code RECTI, RECTIE, for 33% off this holiday season. Get a 24-pack. Do your own little advent calendar.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun? Every night
you have a little boop. I like wine.
I like wine. And so fill it up. If you like all red, all sparkling, all orange, or whatever mix and match you want to do, you can do it. Go now. Use code RECTI, basicsellers.com. Get some. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. We're recording this ahead of time, obviously. Jake, walk us through the Thanksgiving plans. What are we doing?
We're going to Iowa.
Come on.
Yep. It's going to be fun. Almost a full week in Iowa. Really excited for it. I haven't been up there in a while, and I love Iowa.
Are you guys like every other holiday? Have you guys figured that out? Or?
Yeah, I think it's every other Thanksgiving. And then initially the idea was like, yeah, and then the opposite, we'll do Christmas. But I don't know. Right now it's like, it's not that hard to see both families on Christmas. Like, why don't we just do both?
Yeah.
Oh, the slippery slope.
Because then you end up seeing like a third family or four families that aren't even yours. You just end up going to other people's Christmases. Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Kind of got to lock in. I remember I had to tell my mom for Christmas. She's like, well, you're going to be close. Can you see us? I said, I don't care if you're next door. I'm not seeing you. These are the rules. Merry Christmas, Mom. This is the rules we laid out. Because that now everyone has kids. And now it's like it is, even if they are next door, it's like a disaster to get the whole, not a disaster, but it's just a thing. Our Thanksgiving, it's time to be with Katie's family.
Mm-hmm.
So I am thrilled. I really do like my in-laws. And she cooks some great meals. What are we cooking? What's the plan? We don't know yet.
As of right now, we do not know the plan. No, but it's going to be a jam-packed time because both of our families have now started, since we do every other holiday, both of the grandparents, because they're not going to see us for Christmas, want to do Christmas after Thanksgiving also.
Yeah, see, there's drawbacks to these jigs because now all of a sudden I got to do two holidays this weekend.
You guys got to have smaller families.
So
that is what's irritating. She has four brothers.
Yeah.
And I constantly say,
let's get rid of two.
They should be, yeah, two should.
So for both families, we do Thanksgiving on Thursday and then we celebrate Christmas either on Friday or Saturday. So with my family, we're going to do Thanksgiving Thursday, Christmas Friday, and then New Year's.
Saturday.
One of my nephews' second birthday is that Saturday. And we're doing family pictures on Friday.
Family pictures, you know, like a professional photographer?
Uh-huh.
Dude.
It sounds like a lot right now, but the bundle and save model, I think, is going to be nice when you're on the other side of it. When you're on the other side of it and you celebrate Black History Month on Monday, you're like, wow, we just got done with February.
July 4th, kids. Wednesday night's July 4th. Say the fireworks.
But honestly, though, then it gets to Christmas and I'm like, oh yeah, I already did my whole family.
Like, then it's sad. You have no one to see. You're like, oh no, well, we already did all our Christmases.
Then we're doing Christmas with his family. So, but like mentally, I can like check all my family's Christmas presents off the list because they were already done in November, and I can then focus on my immediate family and his family.
Is this like a professional photographer coming to the house?
Yes.
Oh, and are we all dressing up like we're in a cult?
We are. I made it a little bit more free. We're just kind of doing like fall vibes.
Don't you think that's out? The big family photo and everyone's like in the matching colors. It gives a weird vibe.
I have no idea what's in and out with family photos.
So anyways, yeah, we're sticking to just kind of like fall vibe. So it should look cohesive, but not like we're all wearing the same color.
Can't wait.
Hope so. Earth tones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bright red maybe for the podcast.
Yeah. I think that's.
Mom.
So I.
Well, the meal is extremely important. So when are we figuring that out? Who's making what?
Soon. Why don't you start a message with my family?
What?
I mean, you're part of our family insane. Too. You can that do
brings
that.
Me? That brings me to my first. This brings me to my Thanksgiving theme. Correct opinion.
Okay.
May I?
Let's hear it.
Mine is on Thanksgiving Day, the Thanksgiving holiday, foremost of all holidays. Any progress we've made should turn it back 100 years.
What are you talking about?
Women should be in the kitchen. They should be laboring. The men should be propped up. This is how it was designed.
What? I don't know about propped up.
By our forefathers. Do we need more female CEOs? Yes, we've seen that work. Do we need more women balling out on ESPN? Yes, we do. But certain things, they nailed it the first go around. And Thanksgiving, you don't want Uncle Mike making the pecan pie. It's going to be terrible. You want an old lady who's doing a recipe from her brain, the way it was designed, the way God intended.
Okay. Well, there's not some old random lady at our house to do that.
There's several ladies, and they're good cooks.
I mean, I'll
lend a hand, no. But.
Have fun making the whole meal this year.
What is she talking about? You get real sassy up here. Your mom's going to do it all. She loves to do it all.
She does love to do it. But I don't like the energy that's coming out of you right now. So
it's a comedy podcast. Can you can you please stop? I'm doing a bit and you're arguing.
Well, I can't.
If you're like Katie, do not come to any of my shows. Just the whole time you'd be like, actually,
I support women.
Yeah. What you said there, I disagree with.
Oh, you'd be getting a lot of joking. DMs.
So you're going to be propped up.
Oh, you want to, here's a great example of how kids, I'm glad I have kids. They make my life better, but they ruin a lot of things. Here's a great example of, I go, Katie, oh my God, this actually could be a really, really fun family outing. I think your brothers, your dad, everyone would enjoy this. The Chiefs play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day in Dallas, 3:30. And she immediately goes, oh, okay, well, receptive. I go, yeah, okay. She's like, with the kids? I go, oh, yeah, we take... Well, oh, how many kids? Oh, she's like, there's like 7 kids there. They're all like under the age of 3. Yeah, nap time, so we could have someone watch. Probably can get a babysitter on Thanksgiving Day. We could bring them when work. They're forget it. Never mind. Dude, we were so close. How fun would that be?
Yeah,
just watch the Chiefs clap my in-laws, whoop them. So we'll watch it in the living room. That's what I'll be doing. We'll be watching that in the living room.
I like your idea of going back in time, but I think if the women are in the kitchen the entire day, you also have to go like chop some wood to put in the fire.
Right.
You got to do something at least.
Yeah, something like score. A little more manly than like
go mine some coal just for a bit.
Steal some land or...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Go out. They have some Middle Eastern neighbors.
Yeah.
Run out there.
Scare them off.
You better be eating turkey.
Well, you have to like... If we're going to cook the meal, you have to go hunt the turkey first.
So. Oh, dang. I said 100 years, not...
Yeah. All right, go back.
So...
Go back 50 years.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Okay.
Get up, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to go...
That's mine.
Hunt it.
How about y'all?
I would... my crutch painting actually kind of piggybacks off what you were saying. This is... Gonna sound not very popular as a guy, but my correct opinion is actually I don't like football on Thanksgiving. Now this year our team is playing the Chiefs, but even like aside from that, I feel like it's a little bit of like how much should I be spending time with my family because I really just want to be watching football. It's too good of a
distraction.
Distraction would be a good word. Yeah, I'm just like I'm too like I don't know. Motivated to go watch that. I need like, I don't know, just some like random movie.
Live stream
on.
A puzzle.
Live stream a puzzle. Something that's like not as distracting.
Puppy Bowl? You guys, Puppy Bowl on Thanksgiving maybe?
I never know when they do that. I always miss that.
Would you want more puppies on Thanksgiving or is that too distracting? Maybe Macy's Day Parade. Is that a good example?
Something like that where it's yeah. like, I actually don't care about that's, that at all, but it's option. On and it feels like Thanksgiving. Football feels like, oh, I kind of want to be like watching right. that. I can hear it.
Something
but I'm in the dining
Mario
room.
Lopez. I feel like when he's there, you're like, this is good, but it's not.
And then at like 6 p.m., it turns into Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does, but it's his now.
Seacrest,
him and
maybe.
His 12 families come yeah. on the air.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's too good of a thing to have on, like, kind of in the background while we're all together. I don't want that distraction there. I want just like, yeah, just somewhat live streaming a puzzle going on. Football's for the day before,
it's a hot
the day
take.
After.
That's pretty...
Same with football's on Christmas now. And then I feel weird. It's like I got a split time between
I Christ- fully they,
like my only Christmas. Hobby and my family.
I'm just so nostalgic for me to having the football, even though we didn't watch it that closely. Same with, I think, Easter, Masters. We need to sync those up more. Okay? We need...
No.
And Christmas Day was basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're encroaching on it.
And now that we have Taylor Swift on our team, we're always going to play on Christmas. This is like true. Our third year in a row.
I wow. don't think
we're, Chiefs play on Christmas Day too.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
I don't think that sports should be playing on holidays. That's I
they
think
have
that,
families.
Well, just like you're saying, it's like why do they have to be playing sports on that day? Why can't they just play
You've
the
never
day
been
before after
to Hubbard, Iowa, and not had anything to do?
Yeah.
Sports is a please don't take that from me.
yeah, guys, please. Derek needs it. A lot of us do. What else would we be doing?
Playing with all the nieces and nephews.
Yeah, I'll do that.
There's a lot of them now.
How many will be there? How many kids?
You know how many nieces and nephews you have?
Six. Nice. that's a hot take. I respect it. Katie, do you have one?
Yes. My correct opinion is that we kind of covered this a few weeks ago, but I do think you can decorate before Thanksgiving for Christmas. I was...
Because we're doing Christmas also that weekend. Is the tree going to be up?
Probably. Yeah.
Be weird. See, but if you got the Christmas tree up, it needs to be out of eye shot from the Thanksgiving table. Then we get a transform to the other room.
Well, I guess... Think. Like in... Well, when... I'm trying to think. Last time we did this with my family, we were not even at my parents' house. We were at an Airbnb, and my mom did. Oh, she yeah. like transformed.
That was a
bummer. She like transformed the.
It was great, beautiful.
Yeah, she did a good job. Which she'll probably do that again, but we travel, and so if we didn't decorate before Thanksgiving, then we would only see our Christmas stuff for like a couple weeks.
Agreed. I'm pro early Christmas.
Yeah.
Best Thanksgiving dish. One. You had to pick one. Go. Had to pick one.
The stuffing.
See, I'm a stuffing guy. Are you guys not?
Not number one.
I'm shocked by this. All my life, I would look forward to Thanksgiving because it's the only time you ever see this dish. And I thought, this is the best thing I've ever tasted. And we had a Friendsgiving. I made it. And I'm thinking, this is just going to be... And there's plenty... Well, some people skipped it.
You made a quadruple batch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
Maybe you need to open a restaurant and put people on a stuffing a little bit. The restaurant's called Nothing But Stuffing.
Nothing But Stuffing.
And that's all you serve.
Stuffing sandwiches.
Yeah, what are you having?
Lattes.
Nothing bread.
I was like, Thomas made this menu.
What would you put?
We're going to have a stuffing banana latte.
You know, if I can go... pre-tick bite, I would just go, just give me a slab of ham.
Ham?
Because I also don't, I mean, when else do I just eat just a thing of ham? It's like pretty much only on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You ever had those turkey legs at like carnivals?
Not inside of like a home. I've only had it in a carnival.
Right, you've had it at the carnivals though?
Not at the table?
Aren't those insane?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where do you get those in
Somehow that doesn't seem like it actually comes with a turkey.
It's the... some kind of 4-foot turkey or something.
I was going to say, I've seen a turkey and I see this leg.
Whose femur is this?
There's a lot of meat.
Derek?
I mean, ham was one-on-one. I'm not a big Thanksgiving guy, so...
Too many flavors.
Yeah, but, a honey-baked ham.
Yeah. You don't like mashed potatoes?
Those are good. Yeah.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah, anything brown.
That fills up your alley.
Good.
Yeah, like hash brown casserole, cheesy potatoes. Those are nice. Anything... brown and yellow.
Y'all had mac and cheese growing up? We didn't do mac and cheese.
We didn't do mac and cheese growing up.
Yeah, we're all white families. Black folks got that figured out. Why wouldn't we have mac and cheese? The best thing that anyone's ever made.
I mean, we do now because we have toddlers.
Right.
But. You know what I always got around Thanksgiving at my one grandparents' house is angel food cake. That's a fun dessert.
With strawberries and whipped cream?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
It's 0 calories. I don't know.
Air.
Yeah. It's like eating a styrofoam.
Like a packing peanut.
Do you guys do ham and turkey for Thanksgiving or just one?
We do both.
We'll do both sometime. We've done more just turkey. Growing up, Uncle would bring in a ham. Uncle Randy got the smoker going. I don't know, say probably 15 years ago. And that was a big addition. One of your middle-aged relatives gets a smoker.
It's always really an upgrades. Uncle Randy.
Yes. And they go, it's like a pork butt. I smoked it. And you're like, this is so good.
And the whole family, that's all I say. Randy, this turkey is not dry at all. And everyone just kind of takes their turn saying that.
Is it dry?
No, it's not too bad. No, it's good. You smoked this well.
The anxiety of bringing your dish to the table, though, is there's nothing much like it. You're constantly just... I get it now that I've done it as an adult. Because my mother, there's nothing you could ever say to be like, it's fine, it's good, it's good.
I'm eating it. I overcooked it a little bit. No, I love it. No, next time I think I need less salt.
More sage. It's tough. It's nerve-wracking.
I'd even go buttered roll maybe is my number one pick. Those are just good.
Like what kind of roll? Like a yeast roll?
Ugh.
I don't know about that. Adjective, but I know it's like croissant shaped.
What in the? Oh,
you're like a Pillsbury.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
You just pop them out.
Yes.
Woo.
Heat them up. Butter. So good.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. And then it's right into Black Friday.
I'm not going to lie. I've never
buying stuff
thought about it before. But this year, I have been making a little bit of a mental list of like
pickleball paddles you want.
I can get on Black Friday.
Yes, good, mm-hmm. good. Same.
And I would probably get Friday pickleballs on Black Friday.
Thank you. Almost.
I definitely have been kind of like making a mental list of things that I'm like, we could probably use that. It's a little pricey. I'm going to put it on my Black Friday
list.
I really want another one of those picture frames that is digital that like rotates the photos because I feel like the kids love them.
Are those expensive?
I mean, they're like $100-something. You probably get it on Black Friday for like 50. Might as well.
Wow. Good for her. Yeah, bargain hunting. All right, thank you.
Because we broke our other one. But I think Thomas, I feel like anytime he sees it at either a parent's house, they're like glued to it because they like seeing all their cousins and...
Just an iPad, that's all.
I don't
care what's on it.
What?
Let's replace every photo in our house with screens.
Okay.
Yeah. And our kids will, they'll just walk around like
everything's swipeable. Yeah. The ceiling's swipeable. The floor is swipeable.
That's Remember good. Those videos like 10 or 20 years ago? Like, this will be your home. Do you know what video I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. Oh, Derek, I saw the movie Smart House, if that's what you're talking about.
I was going to say Smart House, obviously.
There was like this famous video. It was like, this will be your home in the future. And it was like,
maybe I did. I bet I saw
it. The wall was an iPad and your counter is an iPad. And I
like
think
your
now,
kitchen tables.
Does that
got
sound
apps
like a nightmare?
Yeah.
Given like how much we do screens now, you'd be like, gosh, get it away from me.
I put a deposit down on something crazy for our home this week.
What? Is that the Tesla robot?
It's not Tesla. It's
what is that?
Is this a weird
the
like,
Neo robot?
Is this a mannequin? Weird like let's only show this on Patreon type of product?
Yeah, scroll down. Oh, okay, it's just the torso.
It's got legs and it walks.
What does it do?
Anything you want.
Anything you want.
Yeah, right now there's a guy in India that's probably going to be controlling it, but eventually it'll be AI and you can tell it, you know, empty the dishwasher.
Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Keep me from jumping off the house.
Why didn't they give him a mouth?
Well,
I know why.
It's crazy all the things. It's like, here's the first iteration. Let's go test it. And add a mouth. And within like 5 seconds of the test, they'll remove the mouth.
Okay. No holes.
we got this guy trying to kiss the robot.
Do you?
Remove the mouth.
Is that going to scare your kids or no?
It was an impulse thing that I haven't really thought about.
Yeah, that thing's never showing up in Derek's house. I'll tell you right now.
Because I think both of our children would be terrified.
My wife was surprisingly game for it. She's normally pretty like off on this stuff.
Yeah, you started with the dishwasher thing.
I was
going to
say, if you start with the chores, that is it. I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, I can see it. But I also can see.
The whole thing is they say it's safe because it's like only like 50 pounds that it weighs. So like it shouldn't crush a child. But yeah.
Wait, what? How much? When is it supposed to come out? What's it cost?
You can do it monthly for $500 a month, or you can buy it for $20,000. And like, that's not crazy for.
I mean, no, for a one-time payment, if it actually works,
yeah.
Like it's not a subscription model. If you play,
all right. Is this creepy, or what do you guys think about this imagery of this robot moving around your house?
I'd like it to walk a little more fluid. But yeah. Oh, it's got a butt. Justine. It's just spinning the globe for fun. I would like to be anywhere but here.
Where else? Oh, Bangladesh. I will conquer it.
Bangladesh. I am there right now. Whoa, that was a mistake.
Bangladesh.
To be honest, I don't know.
Please
how
go
I feel
buy
about
500
this.
Visa dollar cards. Dude, that's.
Ooh, kind of POV, you're Derek's robot.
No, if it's actually going to work, I mean, there's just. I'm so skeptical that a robot, they're going to create this anytime soon that can very effectively and not annoyingly and quickly like clean your house and do your dishes. Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool if they really can, but.
They say for the first year, it's going to be like a guy controlling it, basically. Like you tell him, hey, go do the laundry and send the guy a remote with VR handles and stuff like that. But it's supposed to learn from this and then eventually do it autonomously.
Oh, it feels like a high problem. How? Just the intrusive thoughts if you're like controlling it. You're like, it's 2 a.m. their time. Let's boot this guy up. Walks in and he's just spanking himself over you in the bed or something. Like, there's just no, I'm not trusting that guy. Do you control something in your house?
You can put no-go zones where it, no matter what, can't override it is what it's
like on my body. What's a no-go zone?
Yeah, back to youth group. This is the no, what's the song?
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
I would do that. I think I could also see me bonding with my robot. I'd be like, hey, you want to take my car for a spin?
Yeah.
You want to see what it's like? We'll put the windows down.
You can do it.
This is where it's going to get weird.
I get too close.
It's going to get weird.
Hey, go Chiefs
hey
game?
The neighbor's dog likes to bark in the middle of the night. You can help that for me?
Could you take care of that?
Yeah. Oh my God.
You're just a robot. Mission accomplished.
Dude, that's a fun movie right there. Yeah. If nothing else, a Black Mirror episode. Hey, the neighbor is starting to annoy me too. Maybe take care of that. Hey, Thomas didn't get into this daycare we wanted him to. Maybe you take care of that.
Mission accomplished.
Oh. Anyway, Katie, I'm with you with the holding off on buying things, except it's Rachel. I've actually wrote this down as a potential like stand-up bit because Rachel likes to gatekeep items from me. if my birthday or Christmas is even somewhat near.
You have kind of talked about this. You'll mention like, I want this. And then she's like, don't do it. Don't buy
it. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, and it's, sometimes it's not even like a present. It's like June and I need deodorant. She's like, oh, let me get it for you for Christmas. So I just go 6 months with no deodorant, you know? She's like, all right, well, I guess we'll save some money.
But I found the video somehow too. Tell me you haven't seen it. This came out in 2011. It says, A Day Made of Glass. Made possible by Corning.com. Is that even a company anymore? But they had this like future where there's just going to be like this smart glass all throughout your home. It's not even a company now. Just scan through a little bit of this. Yeah, they're just saying that like on your kitchen island would be glass. You just mute it. Yeah, skip. Oh, 7 a.m. in the near future. 14 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, okay, say so wake up. Bird song.
Whoa.
So you got like your windows are like smart glass and smart they like tinted. Go from tinted to non-tinted. He gets up and he touches his TV. Beep boop beep bop. Show the news.
Huh. I never saw this video.
You've never seen this? Mm-mm. Oh, it's so viral. People are like, yes, give it to me. The mirror on the bathroom, smart glass. What's your calendar today? You get it.
I mean, that's kind of horrible. Like, just let her get ready. She's got to start doing emails right now.
And this is, don't you agree? This was classic 15 years ago. You're like, oh my gosh, this will be the coolest thing ever. And now I feel like we're just like, please let me stop staring at a screen. You imagine waking up and your calendar's in your mirror and you're like,
yeah, your calendar in your mirror. Just like, let her get ready.
That was a video. I know some people will know and remember that video. Can't believe none of y'all saw that. It's like 50 million views.
Yeah, I've never seen that. Shocker. I do kind of wish, though, now that I feel like I have kids and like usually I'm holding one, maybe both, or holding one, doing another project, whatever. And then I like have all these thoughts in my head like, oh yeah, I need to get this or I need to do this later. And I wish there was a way to easily capture all of those thoughts and to-dos without having to write or like pick up my phone or anything. How should I do that? Because I'm all the time forgetting things because you just tell the robot,
Mr. Robot, remind me to clean the toilets.
I'll let you borrow my robot for
We could robot share.
Yeah, it's like timeshare.
You get them a couple days a week. Ooh, that's actually pretty smart.
Split custody, yeah.
But then they'd have to like learn both houses. Mm-hmm. Are they smart enough for that?
And then you know Derek be messing with me. He'd be like, give Trey a swirly in the middle of the night. Wake up. He's grabbing
my ankles. How he gets from place to place too. Just middle of the night.
Just
start walking.
Start heading.
Are you going to get tired?
God. Yeah. You're just walking down the interstate in the middle of the night. 20 people miles. Over. Do you need any help, sir? No, I'm heading to Derek's. I'm heading to Master Derek.
You Master Derek. Master. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Every Master other Derek, weekend.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's a good master. We'll do robot share, man. So what was the brand called?
It's XI, but it's Neo is a robot.
What Tesla's working on one, right?
Yeah.
What's their update? We don't know.
Theirs looks more industrial. This one like has like soft skin and stuff like that. It's trying to be a little bit more friendly. Whereas like the Tesla one looks like it should be in an Amazon factory. So like that's gonna
got scales.
Yeah.
But do I like that better? Because it's like, yes, this is a robot, you know?
Versus, I don't need soft skin, I think.
Versus like this is pretty human like. I don't know.
I like the no so mouth. Freaky. I think that's nice.
Because I've finally gotten the habit of using ChatGPT and it'll like, I'll type stuff in willy-nilly and it will like, because I have a login, it'll like recall stuff I told it before and I just go, oh, I don't like. I know the computers know everything about me, but I don't like that you're like telling me, oh, you must be referring to, like I'll do like a simple like money question, like, you know, taxes on this for later. It's like, well,
with your stand-up earnings. Ago,
and you're like, wait.
See, I like that. I like that
a lot. I mean, it's helpful, but it's just kind of like, man, it's just right in your face of like, yes, I know everything about you. Is that confidential at all?
Yeah, I was going to ask
that. I don't know.
What are you telling ChatGPT? Did they, like, you not be telling it some things?
Ask it marital advice. It does. It knows everything about us.
Oh, wow.
Kind of does. I hope that doesn't come and bite us, but I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for you guys. We have a great interview coming up on this episode. Nurse Blake. I know some of y'all know who this is. If you're a nurse in this country, you know who he is. When we gave birth to Thomas, the two nurses were like, they knew who I was. They're like, do you know who Nurse Blake is? He's huge following for making great nurse-related content, and he fills up venues across the country. We had a great talk with him. He was in town. Super nice. And like, unlike a lot of these other comedian stuff I deal with, this guy was punctual, man.
That's nice. Trevor,
you could tell he's a real... real lifer, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He had a real job.
He's got a watch with military time.
Yeah, all these other comedians are like, oh, we'll show up, man.
Yeah, but it's cool. He's like a real like advocate for nurses. And Katie appreciate used to work in hospitals.
They kind of got. I do really. You'll hear it in the interview, but Katie was a medical device person. You could tell he looked down on her. Yeah, you could tell. Like the nurses were like, oh, here comes the blondie doing the pacemaker. She can never change a catheter.
Probably, yeah.
I still don't really know what a catheter is. But
I know I don't want one.
You don't know what it is?
It's a...
And I don't want Katie changing it.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to do that for you either. So.
Good. Glad we're on the same page. I don't want Derek's robot doing it either.
That's a robot, dude. Give Jake a catheter. He just starts reaching for you.
Give me access. Give me access.
Give me access. Master Derek granted me access. He has like a Ziploc bag. Installing. Well, enjoy this episode with Nurse Blake. He's on tour. So see him. He has a big cruise for the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking, I think it's good almost sold out, but he's killing it. He's a great guy.
So enjoy this interview.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Thanks for all the love, Recties. We'll talk to you next week. Travel safe. Peace. I was traveling. New York, came right back. I was traveling to Oklahoma, came right back. Now we're in Dallas, Thanksgiving, and I always travel with some essentials. I gotta have my sleep meds so I can go sleep. Like over the counter, Unisom.
Yeah. Oh,
and then I gotta have what's another thing I gotta have? Oh, my sleep mask.
Yes.
A little sleep stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say your pillow.
My pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Besides sleep, the stuff when I'm awake, now I'm obsessed with it. My Brunt boots get into the winter time.
Yeah.
They're work boots, but even so, I don't do a lot of working, but they're stylish. They're warm. They're durable. They're high quality. And they're a proud sponsor of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming to you live from my in-laws to tell you about Brunt. Go now. It's a perfect gift for the man in your life. Brunt's best-selling Marin work boots are not only built for the toughest job sites, they're completely waterproof.
That's great.
Rain, mud, staining water.
Your feet snow.
Stay dry. They have steel toe. They have soft toe. I mean, these things are unbelievable. So with the temps dropping, the weather's coming.
It's a great Christmas present. Yeah.
Time to treat yourself or the hardworking man in your life for real comfort. Skip the throwaway gifts and get him something built to last. Brunt work wear. So our listeners can get $10 off their entire order with Correct Opinions. The code Correct Opinions, all one word, at checkout. That's Brunt, B-R-U-N-T, workwear.com. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word. You get $10 off.
And
they
don't
just have boots, too.
Yeah, you didn't have to like break them in, right? They like felt good.
They really do. I have, and they've supported me for a while now. So I have black, I have brown.
Mm-hmm.
They look great with jeans, whatever. And they don't just have hats. They don't have boots. They have hats. They have clothing. And over 500,000 happy customers. So go now, use code CORRECTOPINIONS, bruntworkwear.com.
You know what my favorite thing is that we have?
In our marriage?
In our house, in our house.
Okay, what?
It's every plate.
Every plate. Ooh, yeah, I just order new ones. When we come home from the Thanksgiving, we'll have it on our doorstep, ready to go.
I just hate thinking about dinner, and it's like you just pick the recipes.
I saw a video of a woman being
so
like,
nice.
Women don't hate cooking, they hate planning the cooking.
They hate the mental load.
So every plate takes that away, so it arrives and you can still enjoy the cooking.
Yes.
It's simple, it's delicious. Every plate's a proud sponsor, and we have a super deal for you, $1.99 per meal with our offer. New customers can enjoy this special offer of only $1.99 per meal. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199 to get started. Apply to discount on first box, limited time only. What are you waiting for? Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love. Crispy Buffalo Ranch Chicken.
It's Thomas perfect for loves the holidays. The
street corn hash.
Yeah, we're like so busy. It's so perfect for the holidays. You don't have to like, that's not another thing you have to think about. You just get your Every Plate, cook it, you're done.
Constantly rotating weekly recipes. Dinner in 30 minutes or less, right to your doorstep. Everyplate.com/podcast. Use code TREY199 for $1.99 per meal.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the podcast, Nurse Blake.
What's up? Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you, man. Do you like to go by Nurse Blake? Or
you could call me what? Literally, it's fine. Whatever you want. As long as you don't have any like rashes you want to show me.
Yeah, well.
You know.
Because how long? You're obviously, we're just discussing, you do so many tour dates. Because people come up to me all the time like, how do you do it? You're so busy. Like you said you're doing 68 cities in the last 3 months of the year. 4 months?
Yeah.
14 weeks. I'm doing half that maybe.
Yeah.
Nuts, man. So good for you.
There's nurses everywhere. Anywhere there's a hospital, I do a show. So and nurses deserve it. Like they deserve a night out. So they come out in party buses, all different ages. It's cute when like different generations, like a family come, like the grandma's a retired nurse and the mom's a nurse and the son or grandson's in like nursing school. And that to me, like to make three generations laugh together is best, great. Man.
And so when were you last a nurse?
So I've been a nurse for 11 years, so I'm still licensed. So still if licensed. You went down right now,
we're good. We're
I
good
got
company.
You. Okay, might good. Be a little rusty, might be a little rusty.
Yeah.
But so in addition to comedy, I also own a nursing conference called Nurse Con at Sea on a cruise ship, which keeps me pretty busy. So it's like the ultimate nursing conference.
Okay.
We rent out a whole ship for like 3,500 nurses. And it's a lot of fun. It's
so
cool.
I'm sure that is great.
So I learned about Nurse Blake when I was on my first tour, and I think we have the same agent or close to it. Do you know Silvio?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he one of your agents?
Yeah, I used to work with Silvio.
Okay. Yeah. And he popped in at a show. I was playing San Antonio years ago. I'm pretty new to it, and we're just small talking. He's like, I got a guy down the street here at a bigger venue than you, Nurse Blake. Sure. And I was like. What? He's like, yeah, he's a nurse. He's like doing comedy to a room full of nurses. You don't wrap your head around, you don't ever stop to think how many nurses there are on the planet, but it's like, yeah, there's a bunch. We need a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was so freaking cool because I've made a living doing a lot of strange stuff, like making vines on the internet and whatever.
Sure.
And it's like, it's so cool this day and age, you can find a niche almost anywhere. And to be like the nurse guy is so cool. And it's so brilliant. Smart. I mean, there's nurses everywhere. So
They're everywhere.
Like, let's go nurse. When we had our firstborn, these amazing, sweet nurses taking care of us. And they did, right as we were like leaving after those few days, we're overwhelmed. They did kind of be like, we're big fans of you, Trey.
Aww.
I was like, thanks. And they were like, small talking to me. There's young girls, which made me feel old. And she's like, this is my.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay. I'm 34.
Yeah. We're all
the same age.
But they were. She's like asking me, how long have you been doing it? I'm like 10 years. And she's like, how about you? She's like, I'm kind of shadowing her. I just graduated nursing school like 6 months ago. She's like,
you're so cute. You're so young.
But they were small talking to me. They're like, do you know Nurse Blake? I was like, I don't.
Now we do.
Now you do.
Now I can say, next time we have a kid or whatever, I'm there in the hospital. Hopefully they know me. I'd be like, well, I know Nurse Blake. And they'll be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I had to take my grandma to the hospital once. And I was just talking with the nurses, getting pictures with them. I'm like, oh, shoot, y'all should also check out my grandma. Here in the hospital. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's get her CT scan, yeah, and then we'll continue this conversation.
You're suddenly their boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Is your grandma a big fan?
Oh, my grandma. Oh, everyone loves her. Her name's Nan. She's 80. She comes on tour with me for a few dates, and then she'll also come on the cruises. So fun. She has a blast.
Wow. Was she a nurse?
No, she wasn't, but she should have been. She's super caring. She's even nicer than I am, so she's great. Yeah, she takes care of me.
Yeah, good. We're talking grandmas. My grandma, at first, she was like, what is my grandson doing? Get a job. Mm-hmm. And then by the end, she was, in like the hospital a lot, right?
Sure.
And she would just, every nurse that came in, she'd be like, do you know my grandson?
Oh my
God. He does multimedia.
Oh, I'm sure your grandma every
week. Oh, all the time. Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandma, when we met, I was modeling full time, and I kind of, they didn't fully understand what he was doing.
Sure.
And I think they were legitimately like, they're going to be homeless. Like, I mean, at one point she was kind of like, so if you don't have anywhere to stay, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're fine.
Yeah, so. That's really funny. No, yeah. My grandmother's always been super supportive, which is great.
That's great. Thanks again for coming. I'm glad she's here because she used to work in hospitals a little bit.
Tell me more.
She was kind of like she wore scrubs for her job, but she wasn't a nurse.
Okay. You were cosplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cosplay nurse.
And she was doing it 2021.
Yeah, sure.
So she'd go places and people would be like, thank you so much. And
you're a hero. Like,
yeah.
You're a healthcare hero.
I was a clinical specialist for pacemakers and ICDs.
Oh, yeah.
So I was in the cath lab in those surgeries. Nice. And like, rounding, like checking patients and stuff. But I mean, I wasn't touching the patient during the surgery or anything.
Yeah.
Did that for 2 years.
That's awesome. Sweet gig. It was cath lab fun.
It was great.
Do nurses look down on that?
No. As long as you like bring us food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, because
we're like,
I know what you mean.
Sales rep, clinical. So my mom used to be medical device sales.
Okay. Yeah.
So they always make triple the amount as nurses make, but they don't got to touch the patient. But as long as you're a good one, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I definitely. Yeah, bringing the food helped. It was definitely you kind of had to work your way into the crew for sure.
Sure.
Like you were definitely an outsider, and it was like a slow process to kind of like befriend everyone.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was fun.
Nurses, we're pretty nice. Yeah. Like we're pretty chill. We're busy. We're busy. 12 hours, we're busy. So
I was actually wondering that. Do you start your shows like at 8 p.m. to account for that 7 o'clock shift? Or do you?
For the most part, sometimes. Yeah, you got to give shift change. You know, sometimes they have a show at 7. They'll schedule it like that. And the always day shift nurses are coming in a little bit later. Yeah. But no, it's great. It's great. Yeah. No. I'm sure they give a report really quick so then they can make my show.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because whenever I say I do a show in your city, that means your hospital is probably short staffed. So if you're in an emergency, just have the ambulance drop you off at the theater.
Truly,
like, we might be a little tipsy, but I've actually played a few cities where nurses are like, we're getting texts right now from our hospital that are like, we will pay you triple time to come in tonight.
Because
you have 2,000 nurses in a city, at a show. So it's
fascinating. Like you're shows and they like book out so far in advance because everyone's trying to book out
their PTO, to get their PTO approved.
Yeah. I did appreciate, and I knew I'd have no problem because when we get some of these guests on the pod or like working with any like comedians, you kind of never late, like respond to me. And I knew he immediately responded, email me, his team's email me. He sent me a text, ETA 158.
On time.
I knew it.
On time.
This guy's a professional.
Yeah.
On time.
He's got the background. No, I knew it. Okay, well, how did it start?
Yeah.
You're a nurse. Now you're a famous nurse touring and making nurses laugh.
Sure.
What was the moment when you were like...
Driving home from a shift, long shift, ICU, mental breakdown, panic attack. Thought I was dying. Mm. Never had a panic attack before. Okay. And I'm calling 911. I'm like, I can't breathe. My heart's pounding out of my chest. And she's like, honey, you're talking. So you're breathing. I'm a nurse. So embarrassing. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm dying. So ambulance comes out, check me out. They don't even touch me. They're like, this dude is like so fine. Yeah. But I was burnt out, working a few years in the ICU, critical care. And I needed an outlet. So I just started making just dumb, silly videos on social media. My first one, I don't know if you remember, this is 2017 when the male onesie came out, like the male romper.
Romp him?
Yeah, the romp him.
Come
you
on.
Know, exactly.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
So I made the scrub romper. I made one out of a scrub. Perfect. And it went viral. The nurses from all over connected with it. So I kept making videos and nurses wanted to come out in person. So I started doing shows. And then I was like, I want to make nursing conferences better. So I started NurseCon at Sea, and now it's kind of like my full-time gig. So yeah, no kidding. Bringing nurses together, you know, making them laugh is kind of what I never went to nursing school to do comedy. Like I went to nursing school to learn how to insert tubes in people you know, in their holes. And if they don't have a hole for it, then we're going to make a hole for it and still put a tube in it. So yeah, it's kind of where life has kind of led me. So
that's crazy.
So are you just, are you just kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is where I am now.
It's really, really cool. Like just seeing the nurses like having fun in the crowd and just like letting loose is what's really important to me now. So if it ever ends, you know, I stop doing comedy and just go working right back to a hospital. Like it's not the end of the world.
That's nice. That's gotta feel good. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, this is our
I guess I could be a
once
nurse
a quarter kind of you.
go to school.
I'm not sure that's the right profession for you, honestly.
You know what? South Florida, they sell fake nursing diplomas. So you could just buy a fake nursing degree. Caribbean. 10 grand. Okay. Yeah, 10 grand. No, do not recommend. Do not recommend. If that was an option when I went.
When did you get on stage? Were you on stage growing up? Or was that, did the social media fame propel you to get on stage?
So I had one gig that I would say was entertainment. I'm from Orlando, worked at Disney.
Okay.
Can you guess what character I was at Disney?
Oh, you were in a full. Oh shoot! It just came to me. The Prince Eric.
No, too short.
Stupid guess.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Really...
It was a good
Peter Pan.
Oh.
So okay. I was Peter Pan back in the day, and that's so that's when I started getting into like entertainment a little bit. I worked at Disney when I was in nursing school, and then I just I did a few shows. Like a musical here and there, but I never wanted to like be a full-time entertainer when I grew up. That was never like the plan.
Right.
So just to work in the hospital. You know what I mean? I went to Starbucks the other day in a hospital and I was there with one of my tour managers, Mahalia from Australia. And I walked into the hospital to go into the Starbucks. And I was like, oh my God, it smells so good in here. And she's like, hospital? I was like, yes. Like this is, Cause I started working in the hospital when I was 17. I started out as a patient transporter. So I would like wheel patients around, go to CT, x-ray, the cath lab, wheel patients go get discharged. Okay. And then I worked in surgery for a little bit, then a patient care tech, and then a nurse. So I've been in the hospital quite a bit.
It feels like home.
I love the hospital. Yeah. I love it. It's such a vibe. It's not like Grey's Anatomy, but we're all these hot people. I worked at hospitals everywhere and there ain't no McDreamy and a McSteamy. It's like you get a McLukewarm, but you know what? I'll take it. I'll take it.
You wheeling people around? Did you ever?
So my big accident mishap I had in being a patient transporter, I'm wheeling this nice lady to discharge her. Finally going home, but in the hospital for a few weeks. I sit her in her car. I'm like, don't forget your seatbelt. And I go to shut the door when she goes to reach for her seatbelt.
Oh, no.
So then I had to transport her to the emergency room.
Wait, is that bad?
Yes, it's bad. Her fingers got caught in the door. Like they got jammed in the door. I felt I'm 17 years old. I'm like, they're going to take my license away. Yeah. Like I'm going to go to jail. You know, this is the worst.
Was she like angry at you?
She was so sweet. Okay. She was so sweet. But it's so fun. Like I transport her to get discharged and now I have to transport her to the emergency room. Like,
she's so nice.
Get back in the wheelchair. I don't need those fingers. You know, it was meant to be.
Just pick up my pinky.
Yeah, poor little lady. I still think about her all the time.
I'm sure she thinks about you too.
You know what? I bet she does. Unfortunately. Yeah.
I had a bad story at a hospital too. I'm not an aggressive person. I love rules. As you can tell, I'm pretty soft-spoken. But I was at one of the hospitals and we got a call. My manager got a call and they were like, we are going to kick Katie out of this hospital.
You?
Yes.
And what do you say?
And I was like, honestly, I didn't love working there. So I was kind of like,
sure.
I was kind of like, why? Yeah. But okay.
The graffiti in the walls. Get me out of here.
And it was, I did do something wrong, but I just did what everyone was doing, which was we couldn't get anywhere without a badge, right?
Okay, sure.
And so we just had a badge we were passing around.
Ah.
Well, someone decided to like say that, you know, I was doing that. And so I got kicked out of this hospital for 3 to 6 months or something like that. And I mean, like I said, I was happy about it.
She's like working. Fine with me.
They were definitely, it was like that. It was that vibe. People were spying on people. People were like giving each other dirty looks. Sure. It was like that kind of vibe. And that's not my, I don't like
drama. You weren't bringing in the good food. You weren't bringing in the good food.
I truly was not.
She's like, I'm getting her out of here.
They really were. I was like, okay. And so, but I had to do this like presentation to my team on rules and like all this stuff. And I was like, man, I mean, it just was like funny because I feel like everyone on my team was like, you decided to kick her out?
You're
like,
right, the nice
like,
one.
I'm like not doing anything.
She did. When we had our child, she made little goodie baskets for the nurses.
Aw, see, that's cute. If you want to be on the nurse's good side, do that for sure. Yeah. But speaking of getting fired, patients do fire nurses sometimes.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah. Have you been fired?
Yes, I've been fired.
Really?
A patient's mom said I skip around like a fairy. And she didn't like that. Now, she's not lying, because I guess I skip around like a fairy. I used to be Peter Pan.
Why
I don't know.
A
patient's mom.
Yeah, it was like, he skipped around like a fairy. And she was like, fire me. I'm like, okay.
That's okay, sorry. I'm
perfect.
Happy.
That's great. Fine. Perfect. Yeah. So, yeah, that happens sometimes. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just never know. That's
you never know.
He's skipping
around like a fairy.
You just pop in there every day with your wings. Put some wings on, pop in there. How's it going?
That is definitely something you're told. Like, I feel like I did, you know, before having kids, it's kind of like, you know, birth classes, whatever. They're like, you know, if you're not vibing with the nurse, like, don't be afraid to fire them. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, there ain't that many of us to go around. Yeah. So if you fire me, you know who you're going to get replaced with? Deborah.
Yeah.
And Deborah don't
she
care.
She's not a fairy.
Deborah's on a smoke break devil. Right now.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, whoever you, if you find one of them, they're sending in someone. Someone who means business.
Yeah, 100%.
Bring the fairy back.
Yeah, yeah. Bring the fairy. They'll skip around. Yeah.
I was so like, funny. Oh, wow. Okay.
Sorry, I'm funny.
Yeah.
In a good time.
Was that the one and only?
Yeah, that was a big one. I think I was fired like one other time. He probably thought I was a fairy too, and he didn't like me, so it's fine. My thing is I don't care.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I was curious about if any other patient nightmare stories, because my grandmother, God bless her soul, she was a fierce woman. So she was she was tough on the nurses.
Sure.
Do this, do that.
She definitely fired nurses.
She definitely fired a few nurses. Yeah. Do you have any that stand out?
Be nice to your nurses. No, I had a patient. I don't know if you know what a Flexi Seal is.
Like the infomercials?
Oh no. Wait, keep going.
Yeah.
The way, it's got a big tube like Flex Seal tape.
No. Like it's a device, a medical device. Okay, Flexi Seal is a tube. You know where a tube goes?
Mm-hmm. I fear I do.
In the back hole. Flexi Seal. Poop tube. Okay. Right. Okay. Poop tube. And I had a patient, they just ripped it right out and just went. And so that means
over.
Just poop, just every, just the whole,
like on abstract the art.
And I was a patient care tech at the time, so I wasn't a nurse yet. So I left the room to just like poop everywhere. And I was like, hey, nurse, you need to get up here. And then I'm going on break. So that was
wait, they were ticked, so they just did it?
Yeah, or they're confused, you know what I mean? And sometimes patients will pull out tubes and grab, and he just grabbed his poop tube and just went, so you see it all, you know, as a nurse. But that's kind of like, you don't ever know what you're going to get, or, you know.
Yeah.
12 hours of who knows what's going to happen.
Anyone that can walk in the door.
It's so funny, because people, like, with regular jobs, they get the Sunday scaries. We get that every day. We get that every hour. You have no idea what you're going to get. But it is a great job. It provides so many unique opportunities, even outside the hospital. You could do comedy. There's so many routes. So if you're ever interested in healthcare, nursing is a great path to take. And it pays pretty well.
Yeah.
It does.
Not in Florida, but I mean, you're not going to be super rich, but it's a nice job.
Yeah. Definitely. You know? Oh, we have several friends who...
Mm-hmm.
Nurses?
Nurses, yeah. Yep. I remember they're always like, we can't hang out. I have the night shift. Come on. And like, you don't want to hang out. Like, no, we're all at work. Yeah.
Or they're tired. I mean, nurses only work like 3 days a week, mostly like 3/12s. And people are like, oh, so that means you're off 4 days. Yeah, we sleep. We reset. This is hard work. So
our shifts are long.
I used to live with a nurse. She's like one of my best friends. And I would wake up and do a like 5 a.m. workout with her.
Okay.
So she could like get in her workout before going in for her shift.
That would never be me.
Yeah.
I used to be like, oh my gosh. Because I was also going to work, but I wasn't working 12 hours.
Right.
Sometimes I would do the workout, shower, and then go back to sleep for 30 minutes.
Right.
And
yeah. Then go to work. Right. Yeah. And she's just running all day. And you get your workout at work. I mean, we're turning, we're lifting. Yes. Like, that's my, I'm not going adding the gym to that. I'm sorry.
No, that's, or she would leave. Yeah. She has a lot of energy. She would leave and go right to a workout class.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a lot of energy.
What kind of nurse is she?
She was,
her specialty. Like ER, ICU?
She was ICU for a little bit.
Okay.
And then she was post-op
for a little bit. Nice, that's a nice gig. Yeah. You want to slow down? You work in pre-op or post-op.
Yeah.
One, two patients, so chill, just waking up from a little nap. That's nice.
Give us the, if you could, who's the most feared and respected nurse down to the...
Nurses
have stereotypes.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, the wild ones, tatted up, love to go out part, is your ER nurses.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, they're just...
ER.
No. ER nurses.
They listen and they're just...
No, not the ear nurses, no.
ER
boring.
Nurses.
Yeah. Boring.
They're in it for... Yeah. They're wild.
The ER nurses, they're just ready to party, ready to go. Yeah. Like, they're just a blast. Like, nothing phases them. Yeah. They're fun. ICU nurses are a little more type A, right? Yeah. Typically, they have two patients. Their cords are all... You better not touch their patient. They will be pissed, right? So they're very much like, these are my rules, a rule follower. You would be an ICU nurse probably.
Probably, yes.
And then you have your med-surg nurses. They have like eight patients, you know, they're running around. But a little more, just like a normal everyday person, right? Just like med-surg nurses. And then you have your nurse managers, which they're never at work. I don't even know what nurse managers, they're in meetings. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. They're in meetings. And then you have your peds nurses, which are really cute pediatrics nurses.
Oh, yes.
They're so cute. They wear their bow ties and their fanny packs, but it's giving like high school energy. Oh, like it's very much
I thought ours were, I thought they were 14 years old.
Right. Like, They're so cute and so innocent. So fun. I can never do peds, kids, not my thing. I learned that from working at Disney. People are like, you worked at Disney. That means you love kids. I'm like, that's where I realized.
I don't.
Peter Pan is busting out the four-year-old.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's different stereotypes for different types of nurses.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And now I want to be a nurse or something.
I can typically look at someone and be like, which specialty are they in?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
So who's, when I think nurse, because I've seen a lot of these, I want like a really sweet, heavy set black woman who calls me sweetie.
You want where you need her. She's going to be where you need her to be.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. I want the nurse with a bad mouth. I want a nurse who's seen some, you know what I mean?
I want a real,
don't bully me when I'm in a hospital. And that's kind of me. Like, I'm just going to tell you how it is. I'm going to have fun with you. I'm going to skip around like a fairy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come in, do a little Peter Pan. She's kind of right. Peter Pan.
Yeah. She's onto something.
She wasn't wrong. Yeah.
I know a lot of y'all experienced this. You're going to show up in the holidays. You're like, ooh, Aunt Jenny. She's skinny. Uncle Mark. Woo. How'd he do it? We know how they did it.
Yeah.
Shout out GLP-1. GLP-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I support it. Do your thing. And so, if you or someone you know is looking to get on the GLP-1 medications, we have a great consideration for you. This is a proud sponsor of the podcast. Row Body, an insurance checker for GLP-1s. Because insurance, we all know, my gosh, insurance confusing.
It's a nightmare.
How bad is it?
It's just, I feel like I'm on like 10 phone calls. If I have one problem, it's 10 phone calls. It's just, there's no,
So Row's insurance checker, R-O, Row. It'll let you know if you're covered for GLP-1s for free.
For free, yeah.
If you want to see if you're covered, submit your insurance card, but we'll take care of the rest. No paperwork, no hassle, no waiting on hold. Join over the 500,000 people who've trusted Row to check their coverage for free. So go to row.co, ro.co/correctopinions for a free insurance check. You, someone you know, go to row.co/correctopinions to see if your insurance covers GLP-1s for free. Go to row.co/safety. For boxed warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medications. Ooh, I know you're going to get around the holidays this year. You're like, oh, we're going to cook this. We'll grab this. I'll run to the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah. All the money.
Gonna need that cash out.
You are, because otherwise it just gets all, it's hard and confusing, but you just send it with Cash App and it's easy.
Oh, I'm a proud Cash App user. I feel like it's the best app for everything you need for not just city money. They have a great card program as well. And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green.
Okay.
So even more incentive. I'm telling y'all, it unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. So now when you spend at least $500 a month with a Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. So, yeah, those other ones aren't doing that.
No.
Go right now. We have an offer for you guys for a limited time. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10. That's CashApp10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. Okay, I saw one of your videos. You were doing crowd work and you were talking about smoking in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I just had never ever heard that nurses were smoking in the hospital. That is wild.
Back, people used to smoke on planes, okay? Which
yeah,
is like wild.
Yeah.
So remember when you used to go to like a Chili's and be smoking or not?
Yes.
Now it's like vaping or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, smoking, they used to let patients smoke in the hospital, nurses and doctors smoke on every unit. So this is probably like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
That is
like,
wild.
I've had a patient light up a cigarette on oxygen in the ICU.
Oh, wow.
Burns. Whole upper body. Horrible. Like, the fact that they did that like as normal practice is insane to me.
Like you're just walking through clouds of
smoke. Just the smoke and just like back in the day. On a cardiac unit. Yeah.
I forgot. Wow. I mean, growing up, we'd go out to dinner and you have to say non-smoking.
Is that wild? Like not that long ago. Yeah, smoking or non.
Bowling alley down at the other end.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it's just so funny to think in a healthcare setting that was like ever.
Yeah, that was like a normal thing. Cool. Yeah. Never happened today.
Yeah.
Never happened today.
So how'd you're on tour, you're doing the show, hundreds of cities. How'd you develop, considering this, you kind of got on stage as a result of getting this following, going out and seeing your fans. How'd you develop this show?
Over time, you know, all my stories are all true. They're based on like my experience as, like when you work 12 hours, there's so many stories just within that one shift.
Yeah.
So I've taken my years working in the hospital and like, using stories from coworkers and things I've seen. Even when I reflect back or make videos related to nursing school, I'll have my classmates message me like, are you making fun of Brittany?
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I'm absolutely the annoying one that asks questions all the time.
Absolutely.
So even people that come to my show are like, is this real? I'm like, literally everything is like real.
Yeah.
I have two first cousins that are married. Okay. I'm from Florida. Everything's real. Okay. Everything's real.
Wow, that's
that woman.
Poop tube, Flexi Seal, everything's real. So I just take all those experiences and I kind of lay them out. I kind of have a formula I follow, a story flow. My shows definitely have a beginning, middle, and an end, and ends. And this tour is something inspirational because I think nurses need it. Some inspiration more now than ever.
Yeah.
Even me last year, I got burnout and I checked myself into like a inpatient mental health center for 30 days, you know, because I needed it. And I know nurses too, we care for everyone else but ourselves.
Yeah.
So kind of this show is, the end of it is to remind them to care for themselves as much as they care for other people.
Awesome.
NurseBlake.com.
Wherever you find me,
LinkedIn,
TikTok, dude. Tinder, I'm everywhere. Yeah, nurseblake.com. Yeah,
go see a show. He's everywhere. Literally, I understand why he had to check in somewhere. 120 cities, you said?
Yeah,
and you go over the world.
Yeah, so did Australia, Europe, Canada. I got to play the Sydney Opera House, which is pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Which is so funny that nurses all over can relate to the same jokes and say stories.
Yeah.
So it makes you feel a little less alone. And that's why I started making content because I needed that.
Yeah.
And for nurses to also like be in the comments or come to the shows and make them feel less alone is super important and impactful.
The Opera House. So. We did some shows in Australia. How did you, there's adjustment in Australia a little bit. Did you feel that?
A little bit, but I play with the crowd on it.
Yeah.
So especially like if there's any, like their healthcare is free. Must be so nice.
Yeah.
In my show, I talk about how expensive healthcare is.
Yeah.
So I will use that as moments for audience interaction.
Okay.
So I could kind of learn from them and what nursing is like there. So I kind of use that to my advantage a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to play with the crowd. Every show, you know, because doing so many shows, you know, it's a lot, right?
Yeah.
So to keep it new and interesting, I love to play with the crowd.
Sometimes you get bored of your own show. You got to jazz it up a little.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's crazy. Yeah, the Opera House.
Yeah, where did you play in Sydney? You played at?
I played at a place called Factory Theater.
Okay. I'm going back in February. I'm not doing the Sydney Opera House again.
Yeah, that's like
I did it once. It was fun. You know,
I'd imagine
what I mean?
That was an expensive place to play.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cheap. Yeah. Not cheap.
Where are you playing?
I'm not sure where
there's
I'm playing.
There's that one
this year.
In there, but when are you going back to Australia?
February.
Isn't it amazing?
New Zealand and Australia. It's cool. It's like America Australia. In the 80s.
Yeah.
It's like going back in time a little bit.
I thought everyone there was really nice. People made it seem to me sweet. Like they're like these lunatic down under. They drink all the time. Like that was the picture painted. Now they're like, I feel like they were so much nicer than Americans.
They're
like,
some
of my jokes that kind of like really make fun of this. They're like, easy, you know.
Too much.
They're so nice.
They're so sweet. They're so sweet.
It's just different. Like I grew up in Oklahoma. She's from Georgia. We're Southern. Okay. I do a bit of like, you know, I grew up. I was getting whooped. Like other people grew up getting spanked and whooped and. Pretty much everyone in America,
I
played New Zealand. They were like,
"What do you mean?"
They was like dead quiet. I thought they were gonna like call the
childhood.
I feel like they were concerned about it. I was like, "Oh, y'all don't do that here. All right, my bad."
Yeah, you definitely had to learn each show. You kind of had to like.
Just those little things are fascinating,
but that's fun though. I think it keeps it interesting and for the audience to teach you something too.
I loved Australia.
I love the straight guys that are in my. Audience that aren't nurses that were dragged to the show. I love having, and if I could get them to laugh throughout the show, then I'm doing a good job.
We're not too different.
I was gonna say, y'all's audience is pretty similar.
We got quite a few women bringing their husbands who are like, he's seen him on TikTok,
which I love.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, and then I see him laughing. That's
then it's like having a good time.
Do you ever find them when you're on stage?
I do. And I'll play with them because I'll talk about the poop tube story.
Yeah.
You know, so I would use that as an example to educate them on what that is and keep going back to them a little bit. But my shows, they're pretty loud. We break alcohol sales records every night in the venue.
Wow.
Someone will puke at every show.
The nurses, they're finally off call.
They're letting loose. They deserve it. They're having fun, especially when I do the cruises, Nurse Con at Sea, break records and alcohol. It's just so, I don't drink anymore. I've been sober for a year and a half. But just to see nurses let loose and have fun is great.
Yeah.
We bring party buses out. And
they're like, what's the worst going to happen? I'm surrounded by a thousand nurses.
If I was going to be out to see, that is where I'd want to be.
We need a sober one. Yeah. Help.
So I had a show where a nurse came, she pushed back her induction, pregnant. To come to my show, but
to
she
drink.
Had her to drink. She had
broke
her
broke a record, the most alcohol in soup.
She had her birthing bag there, ready to go, ready to give birth at any minute. Wow. So
what a place to do it. You should have induced her as the finale of the
show.
Let's do this thing.
Still
That's amazing. I've had a couple DMs. They'll be like. I'm headed to the hospital right now. I guess you induced me. I'm like,
oh my God, that's so funny. Show. Yeah, laughing so hard.
Like,
that's
you should have been there. But you're sober a year and a half. Do you mind talking about that?
Yeah, sober for a year and a half. Thank you. I drink Poppy now.
Poppy.
So it's great. It's perfect. Great, mocktails, I like. So expensive. For what?
For what? Juice,
for what?
For nothing.
Same price.
Yeah.
The mocktail, I mean, it's a...
I have a hard
Scam.
Time.
Scam. How are they getting away with this?
I don't know if I can do this because it's what?
It's $15. With like a piece of fruit in it.
It's like, I'd rather just get my fireball shot for $2 than a mocktail for $15.
It is crazy.
It's not good. Yeah. We need legislation on this.
We actually do.
We're going like to go to the Capitol.
These like, people dine to be sober alcohol. With their friends. Let me enjoy something right. that resembles
affordable.
It.
Affordable.
$15. Yeah,
it's what? You have to be rich to be sober. Yeah. It's wild out there. Should not be the case.
That's why extra shows for the mocktails.
Yeah. Mocktail. When I checked myself into the facility, I was there for 30 days. No phone, no contact really with the outside world. You couldn't drink. So when I checked myself out or left, I just didn't go back to it. So yeah, it's been, I don't know if it really made a difference. I wasn't drinking too much. I wouldn't consider myself an alcoholic or anything, but.
I'm sure you feel better.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Same.
Like you read in dry
I
January.
Look better. I used to be bloated all the time, so I've definitely like thinned out like 15 pounds. So I'll show you some pictures of me in 2022.
Okay. Yeah.
You're a different person. Different person. But yeah, so yeah, it's kind of the same.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? But it's my whole personality now.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm sober, I don't drink, you know, that's like my whole thing.
Very mysterious.
Yeah, very mysterious.
You should make up a story every time someone asks your journey.
Yeah.
You say, well, it's,
you know, that, you know. You know, well, I have done some stupid, you know, drunk, you know.
You know who has.
Some tattoos.
Did you like the tattoo you got?
Yeah. No, I think I got it covered up. But you know what? And that's what I say. People are like, tattoos are forever. It's like, no, they're not. You can always get it covered up.
There you go.
Yeah, with another tattoo.
With another tattoo. Cover up after cover up after cover up.
There you go. I was
kind of
wondering. Okay.
Yeah. I actually had a nurse. I like signed her arm. And she's like, can you sign my arm? And I did a heart and I just signed my initials, MB. And she got it tattooed.
That's sweet.
Very sweet.
You saw what? She like sent you a photo.
And I said, if she ever don't like it, she covered up.
Yeah.
No, she came to my show. She showed me.
Oh, she showed you.
She's been to like, a patient that keeps coming back to the ER, the hospital, we call them frequent flyers. Mm. So the people that keep coming back to my show or the crews call them frequent flyers.
Yeah, I like that.
You have a few of those.
They're great.
Yeah,
they're
I've had a couple. I've never had a follow up. I've had probably two say, hey, write this. I'm going to get a tattoo. And I'm like, okay. What in the world?
I'm like, sure.
I haven't seen the follow up.
I'll sign anything. Boom.
One girl said,
I signed Wound Vac.
Wound
vac. Yeah.
I sent someone came. They had like a wound vac, so they must have had a wound that was healing.
Right.
And I signed their wound vac.
Great.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to sign boobs, but
yeah.
I had a request once and my tour manager now every time we do it, he says no signing of body parts. And
he does say that.
Yeah, it's like part of the intro. And then a few people are always like, come on. Like, what? But I had a mom and daughter come once and the daughter was like turning 18. And so she's like, I'm allowed to get a tattoo. So would you draw literally anything? I'll get it on me.
Did they do it?
I don't know. I've never heard. Okay. And I tried to be like, please like email me. Yeah. Track me down.
Draw?
I drew. Well, immediately, of course I freeze up. I draw like I'm a 4-year-old. I can't do
the worst.
Yeah.
Worst.
And so I'm like, what? And then I kind of like fluster and she goes, how about a butterfly? I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. It was probably not symmetrical.
No. I mean, I was like nervous and I can't.
Oh my God. I bet she went to go take it in and it looked like a dragonfly.
Yeah.
I can picture the butterfly you drew and.
Yeah. So she probably, you know, she got home, slept on it.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Her mom was like, let's not do that.
Okay. So we're on correct opinions. Thank you again.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
No pressure, but do you have any correct opinions that come to mind? Give us your correct opinion, Nurse Blake.
There should be a certain age where you're automatically DNR. Do you know what DNR means?
Not resuscitated.
Good job. Yeah, do not. Now, everyone has their own opinions on what age we should be a DNR.
Okay.
I say 80.
Okay.
80.
Long enough.
Now, it doesn't mean at 80 you pass away. That means past 80. It's like, do you really want us to crack your ribs?
Yeah.
Do you really want us to, you know, to say be on all these tubes and machines?
Yeah.
You know?
That's good. I think it's a real argument for you shouldn't be able to live past 80.
Ooh.
That's
oh,
old.
My grandma turned 80. I love her so
except
much.
She's grandmothered in.
I mean, what do you think? Like, at what age?
That's a really, because, so, and for me, so legally, you have to always make an effort to save the life unless there's like a signed
DNR, yeah. Do not resuscitate. Yeah. Yep. That means we just let them so pass, like, naturally.
So there's been nurses out there who are resuscitating and doing all they can for like a 98-year-old.
Oh, 103.
Yeah.
Cracking ribs, and you're putting just on, like, tubes. Oh, it's like,
God, this is what's going to kill you.
And then, you know, some families like, oh, save them, they're a fighter. It's like, no, you just want their social security check. Mm. You just want grandma's social security. Oh, that's what that's code for, you know?
That's good. Yeah. What do you think?
I'd be willing to say 90.
Okay. So you want 88-year-old Meemaw on tubes, us just cracking her chest by a fairy saving her life.
Well, if it's a fairy, then maybe.
You know, but actually, this is very important to have these conversations.
Yeah.
Because whenever someone's like toward the end of life or they have a traumatic incident, it's always like drama around the family on what do we do. And I think no matter what age you are, how healthy you are, you should kind of have these wishes. I don't want to be on tubes and machines, you know?
Mine's like a little lighter than that. Yeah. But
she's at 90.
I think my correct opinion is with working in healthcare was wearing scrubs every day was the best 2 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's nice.
So nice, especially now that they have all those like cute, like the fig sets that are all cute and trendy and actually fit. And
you miss it.
I mean, I didn't have to think about it at all. You just wake up and put on whatever, you know, I had an array of like blues and blacks that I could wear. And
sure.
Every day was a different color.
And every nurse loves going out in public with that fit on, right?
Oh, I mean, most times I would say.
You get a little, oh, that's what it's doctor.
It depends.
Nurse?
No, because you really don't want people to know in public that you're a nurse, because then there's questions.
Yeah.
And then you have to, you know, if there's emergency, you have to jump, but there's a nurse, you know, we really don't want people to know.
I got scared one time. I had to fly in my scrubs. I did not want to, but I was running late from a case to the, it was like one of those where it was like stopping to change in the bathroom. I was going to miss my flight.
Sure.
So I'm wearing them on the plane. I'm thinking, nobody better think I'm a nurse or a doctor because
if there's
I
an emergency.
Not,
yes. Yeah, right.
Sky, we need help. Like, does he have a pacemaker?
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't even have I can't do any. I literally can't do anything.
Should nurses board first? As a sign of respect?
No, I think we're fine. Yeah, we're fine. Pretty okay. Chill. Okay. We're pretty
just
chill.
Sit on the airplane longer. Yeah. Is boarding first really an advantage? No. You know,
it's really. No, I want to be out like getting food and snacks and stuff. Yeah. You know, go and pee in the regular bathroom, not the airport bathroom.
Yes.
Shit's small. I'm not even that tall in those bathrooms, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
changing
terrible.
A diaper in there is. Really,
oh, I can't even. That will never be my life.
I bet
that's a lot.
I speaking of a poop story.
Yes.
Our son, our oldest was like, I don't know, maybe 6 months old. He was pretty little still. And I was flying alone, knew he had a poop. We were about to land. I'm like, I got to change this real quick. This is about to be a bad situation. So I take him back there. You know, it's so small. I take his diaper off and he just lets loose. I mean, there's poop dripping down the bathroom, just on the floor everywhere. And I could hear them saying like, please sit down. We're about to land. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I'm just like taking, you know, wads of toilet paper and like scooping it into the toilet.
That's that is a mess.
Day in the life of a nurse, right there.
I have mad respect for that because I was like, this is my own son, like baby's poop. I can do this, but like thinking about someone else's is a whole nother.
That's disgusting.
But I tried so hard to like get it perfectly cleaned up, but as I was leaving the bathroom, I turned around and there's like, it's dripping still. I was
we're
about to land. No one's going to use it, right?
Like, yeah, it's fine. No one will use it.
Do nurses like doctors?
Yeah.
No.
You know what? They have a really hard job too. I think you get respect and you give respect, right? And I think this could be done better. I feel like medical students and nursing students should have classes together. I think they should overlap because they really don't bring us together until we're on the job. And, you know, so we really don't understand, you know, their struggles. They don't understand our struggles or how we could work together better. But the main problem is there's no safe staffing in this country. Which means when a nurse should only have 4 or 5 patients, we're given 8 or 9.
Really?
Yeah. Really, really bad. Most times in the ICU, it's considered safe. They keep a ratio of one nurse to 2 patients. But when you get to the regular floor, med-surg, it's pretty rough. It's super unsafe. And a lot of patients don't realize that. So we need to work together with our patients and communities to fight for safe staffing.
Yeah.
Because you're on a plane, no matter how full the plane is, you always have to have two pilots and five or six flight attendants, no matter if there's one person on that plane or the plane's full.
Right.
But hospitals, it's just like, whoever's here is here.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be some kind of
ratios, law. Mandated laws.
I mean, there's ratio laws for like daycares,
right?
Like childcare,
not hospitals. You know. Oh, and no worries, we have just have lives on the line.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's wild.
Wow.
So,
okay, my correct opinion is that health insurance, anyone who works for a health insurance company, should never be resuscitated.
Oh my god, that's a hot take. That is a hot take.
Yeah,
hot
it's too complicated. And annoying and expensive.
Denied.
Oh, on hold for hours.
Denied.
That actually reminds me, I do need to call our insurance. Oh. Thanks for the reminder.
I think healthcare should just be free.
That would be easier on the confusion of it for sure. The we're in a 6-month battle with an X-ray or something.
Yeah, see, that's wild.
Yeah,
and it's you've like worked in healthcare.
Yeah.
And it is sad when you think if we get screwed and we get stuck with a bill, like our life goes on. But there's some people that are like, you will ruin my life if you don't cover this thing you said you were going
to
cover.
And that's what nurses struggle with. Like, we became nurses to save lives, unless you're a hospice nurse. Then a little different. Right? Not really a lifesaver. But, when we put so much energy and effort to saving someone, knowing they're going to rack up debt that's going to ruin their life.
Yeah.
It's so like this ethical dilemma. Like, that's not why we got into healthcare, you know? So I would love to see healthcare be free. My little niece, she's 7. She was just diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. Just have 100 specialty appointments a year, but insurance only covers 30. Her wheelchair, 27 grand. Like, it's insane. It's horrible. Yes. It's horrible. It's horrible.
It is so sad because, you go to the doctor. The doctor's the only place, like, in a money-spending atmosphere where it's like, all right, here's all the stuff, and we'll tell you what it costs at the end. You know, everywhere else, they're like, I'm going to buy prices a burger. It's $15. Yeah. And so I'm starting to be like, doctor will throw something at us and be like, well, how much ibuprofen. It's like, well, I have that at home. How much are you charge me?
Right.
Like $14. I'm like, what? Yeah.
More like $600. It's wild. It is wild.
Yeah.
And we're not getting the money.
Right.
Nurses are not getting the money. And hospitals never have any money. It's like, it's just going to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to start asking for tips.
Yeah.
After running set of vitals.
You're supposed to have these vitals. It costs you this.
25% or more. I'll make your vitals look how you want them to look.
Yeah.
You want to be discharged. You want to stay overnight.
Wow. Flip the iPad.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I mean?
Everyone else asks for a tip. So
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, even some nurses have to pay to park at the hospital.
Oh.
$200 a month.
For your parking
to pay to work here. To pay to save someone like it. Wild.
That's crazy.
Wild.
Gross.
Wild.
Yeah, your next kid will be like, how much is that epidural? How much is that?
Wait, you said next kid.
We're not pregnant.
When you have two already, you're just like, probably another one.
Yeah, probably.
It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. You know what I mean? You already have all the tools.
We hopefully will have another one. But what you're gonna start? You're gonna.
How much epidural cost?
Nickel and dime.
When you're screaming, "Help me! Help me!" I'll say, well, "What are we?
What are we looking at? What are we looking at here? Yeah,
$900.
I've considered maybe just not. We'll see.
Oh wow.
Not having a kid.
I no.
Wait, you're seriously? You might want to go just full natural.
I mean, both other kids, I went natural until right before I pushed.
Okay.
So. Pretty much most of it.
I can't even go raw getting a tattoo. I got that numbing gel cream. You know what I mean?
Epidural? Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Oh, this is news to me.
Well, no.
Right, do your thing.
No.
I mean, if you want to save money, what should we do with that money, though? If I don't get an epidural, I can do something else with
your
that money.
Your push present.
Right?
Like, what is it? What are the options here? What are the options?
Because that pain will end and something else could last for a lot longer. So.
I love it. No.
All right, Nurse Blake, everyone, go follow him. Go see him on the road. You have shows through
December.
December.
Yep, just follow me anywhere. Don't send me pictures of your rash.
Yeah, don't. He's here to make you laugh.
That costs extra. It does.
And are you doing more shows in 26 or are you chilling?
I think so. I think I'm going to do about 30. I think I'm going to extend the But Did You Die comedy tour. So it's called But Did You Die?
But Did You Die?
But Did You Die comedy tour. But Did You Die?
I was one of my bits, someone turned into a meme. I was pretty honored. It was like new nurse versus hospice nurse or something. Uh-huh, yeah, sure. And it was like, it was the video with like mom and dad and mom's all nice waking you up. And I'm like, get up!
Oh, that's funny.
You're going to meet Jesus or worship him.
Yeah. That's iconic.
All right, man. Well, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Enjoy Kansas City. Enjoy your show tonight. It'll be great.
Kansas City, great. Beautiful.
Yes.
Like, this is America. Like, these houses are so nice. Everyone's so nice.
It's a great venue. It's a great airport. Yeah. Have you seen the new airport before today?
No. No. I'm a bus. I have shows. Like. Where was I last night?
Yeah. Where'd you bust in?
Where was I last night? I'm trying to remember. I was in Omaha. I did two shows in Omaha.
Okay. Which place? Yeah.
Fun.
Steelhouse?
The Astor Theater, brand Astor new. Theater. You are testing me. Yeah. This is hard to remember. But I'm actually proud of myself for remembering the Astor Theater.
Hold
Omaha.
On. Tomorrow?
New venue. And tomorrow, Midwest City, Oklahoma. Mid City, Oklahoma.
Midwest City, Oklahoma.
Midwest City, Oklahoma. Mid City, Oklahoma. And then Wichita, Kansas, and then Texas. Then I do a bunch in Texas.
Okay. Yeah. Man, you do I'm born long and raised, string in a row.
We do. I'm in a run of seven right now.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. You're not messing around,
seven,
man.
Six, seven
I go
week.
Like three at a time. I go back home, change diapers.
I like to just do it. I just like to run them, you know?
Your first tour, you did more like five nights.
Okay, in a row.
Yeah, we didn't have kids yet.
So. Yeah, that's true. Midwest City, baby. I grew up like 15
Did I say it right?
You found it. I found it. I grew up 15 minutes from there.
No way.
Yeah.
And I'll say hi.
Have a great Oklahoma City is also a great spot. Okay, man. Well, safe travels.
Thanks for having coming me.
On. Yeah. Go follow. Go see him on the road. Yeah.
Thanks,
and
everyone.
Thanks.
Have a good show.
Of course. Bye.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions.
FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.